Amen. The worst thing to do is to be, one of the worst things to do, and I think it might be the ultimate worst thing to do, is to be functioning out of your character. To be living like something that you're not. We like to call them fakers. All right? The worst thing to do is to be living as something that you're not. And sometimes our lives look this way. I'm sick, but I know that by his stripes I am healed. So, but why am I living like something that I'm not? I know what I am. Everybody say, I am healed. Come on, say, I am healthy. I know those things, and I know this is what Jesus told me, but sometimes these attacks come. Amen. I know that I'm blessed. I know I'm an heir of the Father. I know that everything that God has is mine, but sometimes my pocketbook don't look like it. I'm living like something that I'm not. The worst thing is to be functioning in an identity that's not yours. The only way that you and I and anybody else in the world will flourish is by knowing their true identity and living as such. It's one of the worst things that could happen. And so today we're going to talk about some things to kind of retool our minds about who we think we are. I know you walked in here thought you knew yourself. You say, I like the way I am. Well, I don't know. You need to work on some things. Where's the flourish? How many people are getting helped? Who's getting touched? Who's changing? Who comes in contact with your story and sees a new story about themselves? You did know you were a story, right? I'll prove it to you, and it's great. Thank you, Holy Ghost, because I didn't have that plan. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The book of John, chapter 1, don't turn there right now, but I love the book of John because in John, Jesus was bringing everything from something fictitious in the air or something inanimate, which I call inanimate, is not alive, or something somewhere else. He brought it in. He brought all things that we believe and all these things that we confess. He brought all principles from being something in the air to get or something in the air to do and brought it into a who. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. John chapter 1, it talks about the Word. He describes it real quick. He said, the Word was made flesh. God was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Immediately, we took it from the pages to the person. And he did it on a purpose. Then John 1, he says, and the Word was made flesh. Wow. Everybody say, the Word was made flesh. Come on, say it a little louder. Say, the Word was made flesh. Say it again so I can hear it come out your mouth. The Word was made flesh. Watch this. And not only did it was made flesh, but it dwelt among us. So now the Word came from a page to a person and started living in front of me. You know, it's kind of ridiculous for you to try to take how you live as a human being from something that's not a human being. I mean, y'all ain't going around acting like puppies. Well, I should live like this. You don't take this thing that's not like you or that's not made in the same image as you and try to model yourself after it. It's amazing that in life, many times, we have deferred hope, we have deferred faith, we have this fantasy faith in the air, we gather all these principles and these morals and these rules and these guidelines and all these things, and we try to work them, and sometimes they don't work. Amen. Amen. Can I get a loud amen? Amen? Have you ever tried to work a principle, but the principle ain't come through? Can I get a loud amen? Amen. Can we be honest in the church this morning? Can the church be honest with me this morning? Have you ever tried to work a law or a principle or a guideline and it just didn't come through? Right. Well, is it God? No. Everybody say no. No. It ain't the Father. Amen. Have you ever tried to follow a guideline or rule but then you broke it? I need an amen on that one. We don't want to talk about breaking rules. Yeah, you be breaking them. The rule right there, and you just on the other side of the step. So we know the rules can't define us. And we know the principles can't define us. And we know the guidelines can't define us, although we try to define ourselves by them. So you say, I'm going to be moral. You mean, Marcus, I'm going to be moral. I'm going to do good. I'm not going to do those things over there. But sometimes you do all the right things and stuff still don't work out like it's supposed to. What's the problem? What am I missing? Followed all the rules, I go to prayer, I be there on time, I be serving, I be sowing, I be doing all the right steps. Why are my steps seeming like they're not ordered? That's the worst thing. One of the worst things to do is to be functioning outside of yourself. And 95% of people you meet function outside of themselves. Me included. You included. Majority of the time, we are functioning outside of our true identity. We're functioning in an identity somebody gave us. You black. What? My jacket black. Where we get that from? Why did anybody even come up with that? You black, you white, you brown, you this. Why did anybody even come up with that to try to confuse you about your identity? Scream out your last name. Go, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, good, good. That ain't who you really are. And sometimes, thank God. Sometimes, thank God, it just ain't about your last name or where you came from. Come on, you know where you came from. Some of y'all have looked in your past and be like, this is my destiny supposed to look like. So what Jesus does is he takes it from being on the page to being in person, live in person. It's one thing to listen to a CD. It's nothing to go to a live concert. Anybody ever been to a live concert? Yeah, if they're good. If they're good and they ain't faking, right? If they're good, the live thing should always be better than the thing you have recorded. Do y'all hear me for a second? The live, everybody say the live. The live should always be better than the recording. I'm gonna bring it home. The live should always be better than the recording. What's going on now and alive right now in your life should always be better than what's been recorded. Heard Apostle say something the other day. He said we got to move from history to mystery. Come on, everybody say from history. To mystery. Yeah, we know about David and Goliath. Yeah, we know about Moses. Yeah, we know about Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We know about Joseph and all these, and Job and all, even little Jabez. You know, little book we had, Prayer Jabez. Everybody got popular. We know Jabez now. It's good to know. Who are you? Jesus, I know. They went up there and tried to pray for them demons. They tried to cast some demons out, and they say, in the name of Paul, in the name of Jesus. Them seven sons of Sceva say, Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know. I like to say it a certain way, but I'm not going to say it that way this morning. But who are you? I want to say, who the heck are you? Who are you? I don't know you. I know them, but I don't know you. And so Jesus brings everything to the center. He brings everything to the inside. I don't have time to go to the scripture, but he says, where's the kingdom of God? He said, the kingdom of God comes with observation. That means I'm just not going to look at it. I'm going to look up on it. I'm just going to see it. He said, and some say, lo here and lo there. No, the kingdom of God is where? Within you. Say, the kingdom of God. Say a little louder. Say, the kingdom of God is in me. It ain't nowhere else. Say it. It ain't nowhere else. Come on, look at your neighbor. Tell them it ain't nowhere else. Look at your neighbor. It ain't nowhere else. Stop looking everywhere else for the kingdom. Stop trying to find the kingdom in a relationship. Stop trying to find the kingdom in a career. Stop trying to find the kingdom in a new house or a location. It's not nowhere else. It's in me. Say in me.
In me.
But if I got it in me, Marcus, and I don't know that it's in me because somebody told me it's somewhere else. Everybody say change the narrative. If you know anything about a narrator tells what the story is. It tells how the story goes. So the story is already written, but the narrator says it in a certain way for you to understand. And the narrator can tell you the wrong way, which gives you a misinterpretation of the story that you are. So if you think that you're always searching to get something, or you think that the power is somewhere else other than in you, then you won't operate in your story the way that you should. Because what you need, I receive it, what you need is here, but you think that it's there. The soul message is so powerful to change your mind.
My God.
It's asinine for you to have $1 billion in the bank and be crying about your bills. Slap you in your mouth. It's asinine to have everything that you're supposed to have, but still be complaining and crying and praying the wrong way. See, most of your prayers are not for stuff, are not for things, are not for things to happen. Your prayers are really about, Lord, please show me who I am more. Because if I knew who I was, then I could get into my account. Y'all not trying to hear me in the church this morning. If I knew who I was, then I can get into my account. My identity is the key to everything that I have. But what's the trick? So the trick now is I cannot let them know who they are. I've got to keep putting things in front of their face. I've got to keep giving them other ideas. I got to keep letting people that don't know who they are give them faith for who they don't know they are. You understand what I'm saying? The people that don't know themselves, you keep getting advice from them. Come on. So Jesus bypassed all that foolishness. He said, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So immediately, now, he's taking it from searching for something to knowing who you are. Now we live from children. We go all through grade school. We go through elementary school and middle school and high school. And then sometimes we go to college and we go do these things trying to build a career or an identity, trying to make something of myself. Sometimes we even say, Jews, we're going to find ourselves. And I understand the statement now. We spend the majority of our lives trying to gather or amass or accomplish or do things that you already are. Now, I know it sounds funny because we've been working for a long time. And sometimes we've been struggling for a long time. And sometimes we've been praying that same prayer for a long time and waiting for it to come through. I understand. I've been there. Still retooling my mind. I understand how it goes. But let me tell you something. And if you've never heard it before, I want you to know it right now, that you are more than what you're being. And there's more on the inside of you than what you're letting come out. And we have to change our minds of our concepts of ourselves. Now, but it's not going to happen by mental assent. Or even confession. Y'all been confessing for years. Come on, we learned that word of faith. Confess, 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 confess. I'm going to show you what you need to confess. I'm not quite sure. Well, I know this for a fact. In tradition and religion and different things of that nature, we've learned the Bible as a rule book. Yeah, answer me. Yeah, you know. Yes, rule book, law book, the good book. I mean, we got so many different names for it. Somebody say the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. You are the earth.
Thank you.
I'll say it again, you are the earth. Yes, I'll say it a little louder, you are the earth.
Yes.
Okay, well, I ain't the earth. What did he made you out of in the beginning? Dust? What dirt? You the earth. Say, I am the earth.
I am the earth.
That's good.
Well, we made it everything but alive. We made it everything but alive. And we've been trying to live something that we don't consider to be alive. We've been trying to live a thing, but we haven't considered it as alive. We haven't considered it as what it is saying about my life and who I am, not just what I do. Because I know some good people that lie. I'm a good person, but I didn't lie before. Hey, amen. Come on. Oh, I'm by myself. I'm the only. Okay, Jesus, we're just gonna preach to me right now, because I am. We just look at the screen. Come on, my church, talk to my church, because I'm the only person in the building that lied before. I don't want to own up to it. I don't want to own up to it. Everybody say own up to it. Everybody say own up to it. Come on, say it again. Say own up. Now don't talk to your neighbor. I ain't gonna take your turn to your neighbor on this one. We ain't talking to your neighbor right now. I'm all up in your room right now. Come on, say own up to it. And let's make it personal so we know who we talking to. Say self. Come on, use your hands all as self. I gotta own up to it.
I gotta own up to it.
Listen to me, self. We gonna own up to it today. Now, some people don't want to say it because you won't own up to it, but I'm gonna say it again so you can. Listen to me, self. We're going to own up to it today. Come on, say it again. Say, own up to it.
Own up to it.
So the number one thing we read the Bible, you know, Proverbs, and you know, you read the Gospel, you know, you read Proverbs, today is what, the 20, what, today, the 20 what? 26, and you're supposed to read 26 today. You know, some of y'all read it this morning, right? You know, the devotionals, and you got your 30-day plan, and all these things, and you're just doing the right thing, right? And you know, we read the Bible, or we believe in the Bible, we read the Bible. But what are you finding? So we've made it a law book, we made it a ritual book, we made it a religious book, we made it a moral book, right? And we've been trying to do those things, but we've been failing royally. The Bible says, Romans 8, Paul started talking about it, he said, there is therefore now no condemnation of them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after, but after the Spirit. For the law, the Spirit of life of Christ Jesus, had made me free from the law and sin and death. Watch this. It says, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. And God sent his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned that sin in that same flesh. But he said the law couldn't do it. Anybody ever got a speeding ticket before? Somebody got a warrant up in here right now. Pray for my warrant this morning in the name of Jesus. No, but the law said 55. Or 70. Right? Sir, you was going 55 in a 35. Come on, I'll speak like I've had more tickets than you all.
Come on, Doc.
But the law. The law says, and it's attempting to save me. It's attempting to keep me safe. It's the attempt is, if everybody follows the law, right, then everything will be fine. If you drive 35 and I drive 35, then we all drive it slow enough to pay attention. Ain't nobody going to run into nobody. That's the attempt. That's the plan. That's what it was made for. That it was made to keep things in order. But you still be speeding. What the law could not do in that it was weak to the flesh. And I ain't gonna talk about no other laws. We're just gonna talk about driving right now. But what the law could not do in that it was weak. An inanimate thing can never make somebody live the way that they should. Rules don't make it real. Respect the rules. So don't leave out here talking about, we ain't gotta worry about no rules. I did not say that. Look at the camera. I did not say that. Dad. Didn't say it.
Amen.
But the rules are a means to a reality. Really, they're trying to teach you how to drive right so that you can respect others. And then when you begin to respect others, right, then others learn respect from you and begin to respect others, and then the respect spreads. That's really what's supposed to happen. You know, when you get in traffic sometimes and somebody trying to get out, what you do? You let them out, or you be like, I ain't got time for that. Hey, then you start looking the other way. They right there. You be like, act like you don't see him. You turn your whole body in the car. But then there are times I've seen we've been in traffic, and there's traffic over here and traffic over here. And so the people were courteous enough to one let one out. You get to a four-way stop, right? You ever seen a fool run a stop sign? Have you ever been a fool running a stop sign? See, own up to it. Come on, own up to it. Come on, say it, own up. Own up to me, own up to it. We talk about other people, me. So the law by itself could not do it. It's been trying since Moses got the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, and we can go on and on. And then after them 10, they realized, we crazy as people, we need to add 100, 200 more about everything. And it still ain't work. Right now in 2018, that still don't work. The heart of man has still not changed. So the law couldn't do it. So law book, rule book, coloring book, I don't know what, all these different kind of books. And we never saw it as an identity search. We never saw the scripture as something for me to find my identity. Follow the rules, follow the morals, follow the steps. We got steps with faith. Amen? Faith got steps. You know, we've been through it. If you've been, you steps. You pray it, then you confess it, and you pray it again, then you confess it, and you just keep on. Then you have patience, and you wait on the Lord and the steps. And sometimes you did all that, and it didn't happen. So we saw it as everything else, but we have not seen it as an identity search. So John 5:39, put it on the screens, please. John chapter 5, verse 39 is a simple scripture, but I don't need your interpretation for the moment. I just need you to listen to me. John chapter 5, verse 39, and it's Jesus talking in a good Bible to be read. And he says, search the scripture. So amen, we got that one down, don't we? Everybody say aloud, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we search the scripture, so we got that one down. We learned to study the word, right? Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. Well, eternal life, well, you know, we think eternal life is going to heaven. Because most of the time, that's what we got saved for anyway. We didn't get saved to serve the Lord. Most of the time, we ain't get saved to try to help other people. We got saved because we ain't want to burn. And I understand. We got saved because of what we wanted. I am going to tell the truth, God dog it. We got saved because they told me hell was hot. I don't like the summertime. My accidental trip the other day, and a little sweat started beating up on my head. I say, no. Hell, no hell. I meant to say no hell, not hell, no. I mean, no hell. We not. Jesus, we start the conversation that Jesus died for my sins and made it about you. Quiet in the house. And he did it so I ain't got to do it. I beg to differ. You ain't got to do nothing? Ain't nothing you got to do? Come on now. He did it for me, so I ain't got. Maybe he did it as you. What if it was an example?
Right.
Jesus always preaching, talking about being like him. You and me, and I'm in you. If you keep my commandments, do what I do, be like me. If you believe on me, the works that I do, so you do also. Why are we picking the works that we won't do? He died for my, I remember last Easter, and I wrote a whole song about it. Last Easter, somebody posted something on, and I was reading online, and said, I'm so glad that he died for my sins. And I read it, and it struck me so wrong, because it felt like such a selfish statement. That he died for me, so that I don't have to do it. But in my mind, I'm realizing, what do I have to do? Or what position do I play? Or I would take on the burden with you, Jesus, if I could, if I really loved you. If you really love somebody, you stand in the gap. Y'all realize I got to go to a side journey real quick, but you realize when Jesus died on the cross, he died by himself. One of the agonies about it is that all the homies left. Every single one of them left. You had a betrayer, you had a denier. Judas was a betrayer. Peter was a denier. Thomas was a doubter. There's one record in one of the Gospels that said Jesus really was, when he said, I am he, we make it spiritual, we make it deep, because we don't put it, we make it personal. But when they say, he said, who are you looking for? They said, we're looking for Jesus. And he said, I am he. And one part he started explaining, look, I'm him. Can you take me so you can let the rest of them go? Because you know, whenever you're killing a revolt, you got to kill everybody. Because if I leave one alive, the revolt still lives. I'm the one you're looking for. Can you take me so that they can go? And they said, one of them jokers, they didn't say his name, but they said, one of them jokers ran out so fast he ran out his clothes. Boy, you got to be doing some running. You got to be scared. Hey, see me in the streets, you run, and we fighting, and you run, whoa, don't let me get back. See, when I'd have came back from the cross, I'm keeping it 100. I done came back from the cross and said, you right there. Remember you were standing out there and you ran out your clothes? Come here, meet me outside. We got some business to handle. I'm going to teach you how to fight today. They rolled out on him. They rolled out on him. That's the agony of it. They left him out there by himself. So here we are. I got to get back to my point. Search scriptures. Put it back up there. I won't get off on it. Search scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they, eternal life. And they are they, which testify of who? Who's talking right now?
Jesus.
So he's saying the scriptures are giving a testimony of him. The scriptures, you know, when somebody gives a testimony, they give a true account.
Yes.
A true account of something.
Yes.
So these scriptures are giving a true account of me. Not of another scripture to another scripture to another scripture to another scripture, which is like we do. We connect the scriptures and start trying to stand on the connected scriptures. No, the scriptures, they testify of me. What's the next scripture? Verse 40. And you will not come to me, but you might have life. You search the scriptures, the possibility. So what it tells me is that you can search the scriptures and not get to Jesus.
Right.
You can look over the scriptures all day long and miss the point of what Jesus told us the point of the scriptures was.
Right. True.
We do it all day long. So now, but we don't see the scripture as an identity. So Jesus said also in John, I love the book of John because he started bringing it home. John, he started talking about, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You ever heard that before?
Yeah.
Jesus started making a statement. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Now realize, if you really, when you say Father, when you call someone Father, you immediately call yourself a son, because there's no such thing as a father without a son. And I can't claim the Father without claiming myself as a son. That's why we got to use the word Father more. So now no man comes to the Father, or no man comes or unfolds to be a son but by me. You have to do it by me. Your identity has to be like me. You have to function like me. You have to function as a son of God like me. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And then he says, you shall, John, this is another book, another chapter in John. He said, you shall know the truth. And the truth do what? Make you free. Now, it's not, you know a lot of stuff in the Bible, but why that freedom ain't showing up? So that couldn't be it, right? I know a lot of scriptures in the Bible. I know what he said about me, but then why is my life looking like this? So that couldn't be the end of the truth. The truth is a person. Say it. Come on, say it again. The truth is a person. Say it again. The truth is a person. And I'm going to give you another one. I want you to say this. The truth is me. See, we live our lives and don't know who we are. We know how to do stuff, but we don't know who. The truth is me. But I don't know I'm the truth till I do a search. Oh, search the scriptures. So now we didn't, come on, we say, how many of y'all saved? Make some noise real quick. Make some noise if you're saved. You don't want to make a lot of noise because you don't know what I'm about to say next. I understand. He might get me. Listen, you're saved, right? So we didn't come to Jesus. You thought you came to Jesus. Jesus started reading the scripture. He said, you ain't choose me. I chose you.
Oh, come on now.
But now we didn't came to Jesus. We didn't gave our life to Christ. And so now we start changing our ways. Right? And we try to change our ways. And we try to model after what we look like a good Christ person look like. Start doing all the right Christian things. We find us a good Christian church. We start walking like a Christian. Christians don't walk, they walk like this now. Christians don't do like this. They walk like this now. Start looking the part, doing the part, playing the part, trying to be the part. And in turn, if we don't know that it's a pathway to my true life, I miss myself.
Yes,
sir. So, but Jesus. We love Jesus, don't we?
Yes.
Come on, I didn't hear that loud enough yet. Do we love Jesus? All right, and we understand. So now I've talked enough to understand that Jesus is the model.
That's right.
Right?
Yes,
he is. He is the one that we are transforming into.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He is the goal. Amen. Like, if I can function like Jesus, and I'm not talking about being flawless, but just functioning like Jesus. You know, flawless is in the eye of the beholder. Because some people thought Jesus was a sinner. I'll prove it to you. He walking through the cornfield on the Sabbath. and just started pulling. And I don't even know who the corn was for, so I don't even know. I'm just reading the Bible. And he said, he walked through the cornfield and started eating. They said, you ain't supposed to be doing that on the Sabbath, because the Sabbath is the rule book. The Sabbath was the law. The Sabbath was the law at the time. And if you break the law, you a lawbreaker. You a sinner. Jesus go to that lame man by that pool and say, take up your bed and walk. He said, don't be telling nobody to pick up no bed and walk right now. We don't work on the day. The Sabbath, ain't nobody supposed to work today. Jesus, it's our example. He's the one that we model into. He's the one that we want to change into. Amen. He's the goal. But the dilemma has been, so why is it so, it's been so difficult to, sometimes it's so, I mean, we get it together a little bit, but we understand, and I got to slow down and talk about this stuff because I really want to be honest about this. We get it together a little bit, but we really don't see them results like we should. And I know the other people don't see it neither. That's why they're not changing. Let me tell you something. If we all do what we're supposed to, stop my chair. Come on, my mind. If we all be who we're supposed to be, this church would be. They had to bust a hole in the wall to try to look on the inside. It ain't the preaching. Come on, point. And not even just Word of Life, but just the body of Christ as a whole would be attracting more people. People would be running to get to it. If we were being who we were supposed to be. But it seemed like it's so difficult. I gotta be the sinless lamb. He's sinless lamb. I ain't gonna never be that. He knew no sin. I ain't gonna never be that. Y'all know what sin mean? You don't even know what sin mean. You think you got a bag of them. Sins is not something you can have a bag of. When I'm carrying my sins with me, they're not like that. Sin is an archery term. See, we just studied Greek Hebrew, because see, there's so much stuff lost in translation. When it's translated to the King James and the English, there's so many words that are lost in translation, so we don't even know what we're talking about, and we just take the nearest interpretation.
Right.
And just run off with it. But sin is an archery term, and people got them bow and arrows. And it simply means to miss the mark. And don't forget I told you this. It means to miss the mark. So now, when they say, when I've sinned, all I did was miss the mark. What mark did I miss? The mark of who I am. Some kind of way, I shot, but I missed the mark. I missed. And so that caused me to do that, but that ain't who I am. I heard, my life situation is not my life. Paul said that years ago. I don't know if some of y'all remember that. My life situation is not my life. I may have fallen in sin, but that's not who I am. Ah, amen. Say, that's not who I am. All I did was, I'm trying to live, but my aim was off some. Huh? Maybe I didn't take my lessons from the right person. Listen to me. Maybe I didn't take my archery lessons from the right people. Maybe grandma couldn't teach me how to be an archer right. Maybe she could point me in the direction of the master teacher, we call him Jesus, but maybe I took my lessons and modeled myself after the wrong person, and that's why I keep missing the target. But here's the toughest part. We pray hard, we pray long. We study hard, we study long. Come on, y'all know it. We've been atoning in the spirit. We praise hard and we fast sometimes. It's difficult though. What's the problem? The identity book, the whole Bible from the beginning to the end is identity. And the true identity you find right there in the Gospels. In Jesus, right? So we see Jesus and we see that there should be something different. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. We gotta be getting it. See, we see there's something that should be different, right? But our problem is when we found Jesus, there's somebody else that we didn't find. Or we didn't locate him. Or we wasn't owning up to it. Or we weren't honest about this other person. So we found Jesus. So we put on the suits and the dresses and the gear and got our good Bible, got our name engraved in it, wrote on the inside of the dedicated to. We did all these things. We joined the praise team and the prayer team and the intercessor team and the greeters and the ushers, all of them. You just on schedule every week. And you've done all the stuff you're supposed to do. And so you have that form of godliness, but not the power. You know, that scripture, having a form of, but denying, what deny, oh, deny means something. When I deny something, that means I act like it ain't there. And I got the form, but I deny the power. Got the form, deny the power. Got the form, look, I look the part, I look like a good old Christian. But I deny the power. So the dilemma is, I found Jesus, but I make myself a cheap imitation. I don't know what the clothes look like that Jesus wear. There's some description, but we really don't know what it looked like, but we get dressed. And then we start saying all the stuff. And we start doing all the stuff, but there's no power behind sometimes what we say because we become a cheap imitation. And we're trying. Amen. We're trying. But you become an imitation, not a realization. So I saw people used to do that with apostles. I say it all the time. People do that with apostles. Apostle walk around, he walk a certain way, then he say, shh, shh, when the spirit come on, shh. So now everybody at their church talking about some shh, because they think the power in the shh. They trying to walk around and hold their hands like he walk around and look around, and they think the power in that. The power ain't in that. Become a cheap imitation. And you can see, y'all done seen a cheap imitation, right? Ladies, have you ever seen a fake bag that you... Can I get an amen, ladies? Amen. Have you ever seen a bag that, you know what the real bag is, and then you saw the other bag, and like, it don't feel right. This don't feel like it's going to hold up. Like, something ain't right about this. Bought some fake shoes, fake gaiters, fake Jordans. I got a pair of fake Jordans. This don't work right. Why the rubber breaking off so quick? Imitation. Everybody say imitation. I don't want to be an imitation, Jesus. I don't want to be screaming out talking about I'm a Christian. I'm the campus Christian at my job. But I'm looking like a cheap imitation. And I got all the talk and I told him to get the scriptures and everything, but I can't lay hands on them for nothing to change. I can't speak anything and they get home and it's something different. So they come back and see me as a regular coworker. It's going to hurt a little bit. Surgery got to get cut. But we didn't find Jesus. But there's other, who we didn't find? We didn't find you. So the Bible's identity book, then all the way through there, all the people we know, David and Moses and Noah and all the different people we named earlier, you're supposed to find yourself. Where you at? Are you David? You say, no, who are you? Who are you being right now? Am I fearful like Job, and that's why the things that I fear the most are coming upon me? What's the first rule in using a map? What's the first rule in using a map? Find out where you at. Locate yourself. The map already there. The path is already, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The path is already paved, but where you at right now? And then being the imitation is like wanting to go to the beach, but you still at the house and got all your beach clothes on. You didn't put sunscreen on. But you ain't never take a step to the path. And sometimes it's because you haven't located yourself. So I cannot be transformed till I know that I need to be transformed. Let no man think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but think soberly. See, now this is what this is talking about. Think soberly. You should never live your life every day to the point to where you don't think that something needs to be transformed in you. Amen. And this is the hardest thing for us to do. No, amen, loud amen. Amen. This is the most difficult thing for us to do. Now, we'll talk about other people. We got that one down. Look at them over there. Look what they ain't doing. I was at church and they wasn't there. Look at that. I'm a good member. Look at you came once. But own up to it, me. Me, own up to it, me. Where do I stand in the equation? Am I standing in Jesus or am I standing somewhere else? Me. So I gotta locate myself. Because if I don't locate myself, I can't submit myself to Jesus if I haven't taken control of myself. Find me. And that's what you confess. Confess your sins. That's what you're confessing right there. You making a confession. I done missed the mark. I'll make a confession. I don't know who I am. Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Majority is in here right now. It's a tough one to say that you don't know who you are. And you want. Sometimes you won't even say it. I got to make a confession. I got to make a confession. I'm not everything that I'm supposed to be. I got to make a confession that I'm somewhere else other than in those red words. There's really one problem. You know what it is? Self. What? We go back to the garden. The Garden of Eden in the beginning. Why they ate out the tree? Self. Oh, that's what the enemy used. He used self. He used self and then tricked you about yourself. If you eat this, you're going to be just like him. Well, you was made in his image. Didn't Adam tell you was made in his image? Oh, y'all ain't talk about that, did you? So now, I want to be a God. I want to be something else. You're already made in that image. You're already made in that likeness. You already have that power. But the Mark 4, he starts talking about, and I got time to go there, but he's talking about the sower sows the word. But it says, the cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, and lust for other things came in and choked the word. Yeah. And so now I've been looking for something that I am. Because who you really are is Christ in the flesh. But I'm still looking for Jesus to come in and save me. What you really are is God incarnated in human form, just like Jesus. He's saying you're just like me. That's the Spirit of God on the inside of you, but you keep on looking for some answers. And so it's just like eating off the tree. And I told you don't eat off the tree. I told you don't leave it up to your knowledge about good and evil. Because yeah, you know about good and evil. What that do for you? How that working out? We know all the good and evil, and yet evil is still present. But because I was looking for something else and I didn't see me, I ate off the tree, bars. They ain't catch that one, bars. If you don't know anything about rap, then you won't know what I'm saying. And I ate off this tree because I was selfish that I wanted to be something. This is, look, watch this. Now we're going to find ourselves. Can we find ourselves? Everybody say amen. Come on, say, I'm about to find myself right now. We want to be something more than what we are. Can we admit to that? Yeah. Right? Can we admit to that? Yeah. But sometimes we go about it the wrong way because we don't realize who we are. We are everything that we want already. Amen. But it's no problem with wanting something more than what you are. That's why you're going to work tomorrow. Not because you like it so much. You want more money than what you got right now. Well, I don't know where that never own up to that. You're just going because you want more money. You want a better life. Nothing wrong with that. But your pathway. So now we eat off the tree because we don't know who we be. Bars, man, what are we going on? We don't eat off the tree because we don't know who we are. So now it makes me partake of something else to get identity that I already have. So it could be that we eating off the tree on a daily basis. Just because we don't know who we are. Listen, you're greater than what you're being. Come on, I'm going to say it again. You're greater than what you're being. Say, I am. Come on, say it loud. Say, I am. That's enough right there. What you going to connect to the I am, that power? Say, I am greater than what I am being. Right now. Look, there's no other steps. There's no other rituals or rules or flips or hurdles you got to jump. There's no other class you got to take. There's nothing else. It's all realization. You are greater than what you're being right now. If you decide right now, in this moment, right here, right now, you can change your mind right now. It doesn't take a long time. It just takes you to change your soul as he thinketh, therefore he is. But I keep allowing the serpent or the system to tell me I don't have something that I really am. It's not the cares of this world, deceiving this riches, lust of other things, come in and choke. And watch this, I'm not even gonna say choke the word, but who the word?
I'm the word.
Come on, y'all, y'all gotta keep it. Come on, say, I am the word.
I
prove you the word, he said, before you was, he said, God said, let us make man. This is words, ain't they? I'm gonna say, let us make man. That's words, ain't they?
Yes.
Let us make man in our image and our likeness, and then he did it. So you're the word in the flesh. You're the word. When we go over to Mark 4, we start talking about the sower sows the word. The master sower is the father, and you're the word that's sown, but what kind of ground are you on or being? And so now the cares of this world, the system, be not conformed to this world, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Change your mind back to what it was new at the beginning. Change your mind back to realizing that I am one with the Father. But the cares of this world, the deceivingness of riches, and the lust for other things. Why do I say other things? Other things, other than what? You. Other than who you really are already. Come in and choke who you really are. So you chase it for your whole life. I told somebody the other day, yesterday I was talking, and really, you're a seed walking around looking for flowers. I'm gonna wait on it. You are a seed out here looking for flowers. And you are what you've been looking for. You exactly what you were. They call the seed of Abraham. You're a seed. You're a seed, and everything that you need is on the inside of you. You're a seed walking around trying to find some flowers. Wouldn't that be crazy? Looking for your shoes, nail on your feet already? You ever been on the phone looking for your phone? Hold on right quick. Let me find my phone. And I guess they on another line on hold, like, you big dummy. You remember Fred Sanford, you big dummy. Asinine. I now imagine sitting in the car with somebody. And they say, and they on the phone, they say, hold on. God dog, I gotta find my phone. You sit in the car looking at them. Let me out at the next stop. Having everything you need, but you're still looking for something. And so you got it. Come on, say, I got it.
I got it.
Come on, say it again. Say, I got it.
I got it.
Come on, say, I got it.
I got it.
Listen, even if you don't believe that you got it right now, just say it because I'm telling you. Say, I got it.
I got it.
I need you to believe on me right now. If you can't believe on yourself, believe on me about yourself. See, one of the things about Jesus was the people that he ministered to didn't have all that great faith, but they believed in him. So they believed in him, and that belief jumped off in them, and they began to believe in themselves. And thy faith has made you whole. He kept on saying it. He said, your faith made you whole. You, I ain't never seen such great faith. You got great faith. Your faith made you whole. You the miracle. And so I live life and I go on looking for something that I already am. Other things. Other than me. Other than the truth about who I am. Now, right now, what's going on in your mind right now a lot of times? Let me stop him. Let me stop the trick, because the trick keep going. The serpent do the same thing over and over again. He deceive, he lie, he trick, he mess with your soul. He get in there and start making you think stuff other than the truth. He always wants you to think something other than the truth. So I'm gonna stop him right now and his point right now. When I say you are what you're looking for, when I say you are what you're looking for, listen to what I'm saying. When I say that you are what you're looking for, stop thinking about your issues. They tried to come up, didn't they? Come on, when I said you what you're looking for, then your last problem came up, didn't it? I ain't thinking about that. I ain't worried about that. That's just like taking a bath and get some dirt off. I ain't worried about that at all. First thing come up is, well, you know, I ain't read that much. I ain't been as close to God as I wanted to be. I ain't been reading like, I didn't ask you about no reading. Did I ask you about reading? That's the enemy. Try to stick his head up and make you think you're not good enough.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. That's it.
Come on.
He's always the Garden of Eden. He's always trying to make you think that you're not good enough. Oh, don't let you slip. I done fell and I done fell in the mud. Get up, wipe yourself off. If you wait a little while, the mud gonna dry and then you can just scrape it off like dust. So you're a seed. I gotta get to this side. You're a seed. You're a seed walking around looking for flowers. You are a seed with all the potential of everything you're looking for, but you keep looking here and there. And the system tells you that it's somewhere else. You gotta buy this. You gotta get this. You gotta go over here. You gotta have this on. You gotta do this, because then you're really gonna be somebody. You know, Jesus brought, the Father brought you in here naked. And so he was made in the image. There wasn't no cars, no clothes, no t-shirts, wasn't no jobs, wasn't no money, because money ain't exist, because he had power and dominion over everything. Wasn't none of that stuff in the beginning. Buck naked. You being defined by everything around you. It's a point he making. I'll drop you off naked so you realize you all you need. Come on, people. Y'all stealing from me right now. Y'all stealing with me right now. Dropped you off buck naked in the garden. Don't name the message that, please. Dropped you off. Need nothing else. Matter of fact, you need to name other stuff. You name everything else. Don't let everything name you.
That's right.
I'm gonna go on myself. I'm gonna run on myself. I'm gonna run. And stop naming you. You're getting your name, your character from all that stuff. No, you supposed to name.
That's it. That's good.
Are y'all with me? If you're with me, say a loud amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Speak on. Say I already got it.
Already got it.
Forget that. Say I already am it.
Already.
Say I am.
I am.
Right now.
Right now.
Say I am.
I am.
Right now.
I am.
Stand up on your feet. Say I am.
Right now.
Come on, say it again.
I am.
Right now.
Right now.
No other time.
Right now.
I ain't looking for it.
I am it.
Sit down, because I ain't finished yet. Y'all thought I was about to say, bow your head, close your eyes. They ain't ready. We ain't ready for bow your head, close your eyes yet. We got a little bit more to do. We got a couple more minutes to bow your head, close your eyes. I am right now. Now what's going to happen is when you get the call, someone's going to try to tell you you ain't. But I'm not moved by what I see. I get to walk around like I can't see nothing. I ain't moved by what I see. I'm only moved by what I believe, what I believe. Sit down. Stop letting people condemn you. Who I'm talking to up in here? Stop letting them people condemn you and call you out your name. Talking about you ain't good enough. Well, look, you had that problem. Well, look at you. You had a problem too. You can't help me get a stick out my eye. You got a beam in yours. I ain't listening to them fools no more. I'm not listening to this condemnation message no more. I am right now. See, because the trick is, if I keep telling you that you ain't, then you keep gotta look for what you are, but you already am. So you keep deferring the power. You keep missing the plug. You're trying to get the power, but you keep missing the plug. You're plugging into the wall instead of plugging into the socket. I'm tired. And I'm fed up with us not knowing who we are.
Come on now.
And I am tired, you hear me?
Yeah.
I am tired and I'm fed up of us not being up to our potential.
Yeah.
It's not a morality clause, it's a real life being.
Yeah.
You realize that your morals are changed if you change who you was.
Yes, sir.
So we go the other way, we change our moral, then we a good person.
Yeah.
We start doing everything right, then we be a good person. No, you realize that I am already good, say it. Say it, I am already good. And from the inside, everything outside begins to change. It's from within to out, not the other way around. Wouldn't it be crazy? The same person, you got your keys, you're the same person, your same car, your car's working fine, and you are a normal, well-able-bodied person to drive a car, but you get in there backwards. So you done got in the car backwards, the wheel on your back. And somehow you done figured out how to start the car and put it in drive. What's about to happen next? If Paul don't catch you, if the police don't catch you, before you wreck, somebody's in trouble. The car, okay. And you seem to be well able bodied, but something wrong with your perspective.
Yeah.
You turned the wrong way.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be a great trick to make you think you gotta be somewhere else than where you are right now?
Yeah.
Y'all listen to me?
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't it be a great trick to say that somebody else got what you who you really are?
My God.
So it keep you running for the rest of your life. You're like a hamster on a hamster wheel and never making progress because you still looking for who you are from somebody else. You're still looking for validation. You're already validated. Jesus already, you know, they go parking, they give you a validation for your parking so you ain't got to pay.
Right.
You've already been validated. Now be who you are. I would want to leave off a high note. Excuse me, sit down. I would want to leave off of us shouting and everything, but I got to say one other thing real quick before I finish, because the thing about a seed never becomes a flower until it's buried.
Right.
But we keep running from the dirt with this faith fantasy that we got. We don't want no dirt. We don't want no problems. And we definitely don't want to own up to our own dirt. When you realize that your own dirt could be the thing that's fertilizing you. You know you do know the other word for fertilizer, right? You got to go through a little. No, I didn't say it. I didn't say that word. You, there's your mind. You thought that word, but you, some of y'all don't know what the other word for fertilizer is. Don't y'all, I'm not gonna say it. You are not about to see history today. Come on, my trail, you can do it. No, I can't do it. I can't do it, mother, nah. Smarter than that. You gotta be quicker than that, right? But the fertilizer is poop. That's a four-letter word, P-O-O-P. It's a four-letter word. That wasn't the one I was talking about. But you got to go through a little bit of that word. Sometimes you feel like you stepped in the... Just let it grow, you please. Just let it grow. You let the fertilizer... Sometimes it's dirt and fertilizer. It's a little dirt and a little to make you grow. Y'all not hearing me. It's a little dirt and a little bit of... to make you grow. But we learn the faith. Now, don't touch me with that. I'm clean through the word of God. But see, everything be backwards. So what you think is clean,
right,
he really putting you in the dirt. He really burying you. Because if I don't bury you, you'll never be what you're supposed to be. And I like the word bee, because let me give you a little history. I've been thinking about getting some bees, like bees, right? And the bees are most important to everything that's going on in your life, but you don't know it because you don't really see them. But they call pollination, which means they carry one thing from one flower to another flower to make all the things you like to eat, or you supposed to eat, grow. But I can't spread nothing, and the bee, who you be? We'll talk about that later. The bee can't take from me and spread to another because I hadn't grown. I'm still a seed walking around looking for flowers. And the main people that's trying to bury you are the people that you become offended with.
Right.
Stop throwing that dirt on me. Come on, throw some more dirt on me. Come on, push me a little deeper down in the ground. Throw some more, come on. Press me down, put me a little bit further. Put me a little bit further. Put me all the way down in there. Make it dark down here. And as the Bible says, for a seed has to go into the ground and die. And then what happens? They produce more seeds. Stand on your feet, stand up. We about to do the bow here, close your eyes. Now come on, stand up. If you don't remember nothing else about what I'm saying is we've had it backwards. And today I want you to turn around. Everybody turn around real quick. Turn around one time, turn around, come on. We're gonna turn it around today. I'm not gonna let nobody call me out my name no more. I'm not letting nobody make me feel bad about whatever. If I done messed up or something done messed up, the messed up is a part of my glow up. It's just a pathway to it, amen? Now every head bow.